Thank you for being with us. And if you're for the first time with us on the live stream, we also want to welcome you and thank you for being with us. My name is Stephen Matthias, and I have been honored today to speak of the Lord's table. I would like to call the Lord's talk the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. These words can be found in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 29 to 36. These words were prophetic by nature. What do I mean when I say prophetic by nature? Is that they were spoken by a prophet. Concerning prophets and prophecy, the Bible says that no prophecy comes without by private interpretation, saying that they just did not come up with an idea. John did not just come with the idea of saying this is the Lamb of God, but it was revealed to God, by God to him. So that's why the first reason I call these words the Lamb of God, being prophetic. And the second reason why, because John did not just come up with this, God revealed it to him. The second reason is found in the book of Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22, which says that without blood, there is no remission of sin. Without blood, there's no cleansing. There is no forgiveness. So that means that for the Lamb of God to actually be able to take the sins away from the world, from your life and minds, blood had to be shed. And the Lamb had to be slaughtered. And had to be killed. John the Baptist, so that was speaking prophetically towards Jesus' death, the Lamb, because the life is in the blood. If the life would be drained of the Lamb, that means the Lamb will have to die. So that was pointing to where Jesus died, because this is speaking of Jesus, speaking of the cross. John the Baptist, and I read this 1,000 times, and I just found out, I saw it. John the Baptist did not know who the Lamb of God was, but God gave him a sign as to how to identify the Lamb when he sees him. And we will see, we will hear it from John the Baptist's own words as we read verse 29 from chapter 1 of John 2:36. It says, "The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him. But the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.' Then John gave this testimony, 'I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remaining on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen, and I testify that this is the chosen one.'" Your version might say the Son of God. This is Son of Friends. "The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, 'Look, the Lamb of God.'" How could John, immediately after the Holy Spirit came upon him, which was the sign that God gave John to identify who the Lamb was, the Father spoke. It's not quoted in this gospel, but the book of Matthew adds to that event the words of the Father. And I would like to close the thought with the words of the Father found in the book of Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, which says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." The words came from heaven. How could John know who God was talking about when all he hears was a voice? Because that's all he could hear. That is the spirit. The spirit cannot be seen. So how did John know among all the masses of people that had been baptized from heaven who was God speaking of? Because God had given him a sign and God had told him, as you baptize the man upon whom the Holy Spirit come upon, the man which the Spirit come upon, he's the one. So that's how he was able to identify who God was talking about. And if God had just revealed to John that Jesus was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and at the same time God tells Jesus, I am well pleased with you, what that is telling me is that God is telling Jesus that he is well satisfied with his life being offered as a sacrifice for the forgiveness of the sins of the world, for the forgiveness of your sins, and forgiveness of my sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And as we meditate on this great love of God, let's partake of the Lord's table. Thank you for your patience.